This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today is Red Barat. This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musician's Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome Rohan Kamani from the band Red Barat. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great to meet you. And just to tell listeners, we are doing this interview on a beautiful, sunny spring day in the Bitterroot, kind of an undisclosed location, we'll call it. And we're doing this outside. So if you hear any kind of extemporaneous sounds, that might be what's going on. Their most recent recording is Gaudi of Truth. And I think what I'm going to do is just dive right into the origins of this group, and not just the origins of the formation of the group, but also the formations of the music. Because I know there's a lot of stuff in the mix, but some very specific things in the mix as well.
Absolutely. So Red Barat was formed in 2008. Our band leader, Sonny Jain, conceived of the idea, and there are 8 members in the band. And the cool thing about Red Barat is that it's very much a New York-based band. Musically, it's something that I always feel could only have happened in New York City. While our roots in the music are drawing from the North Indian brass band tradition, just like in New Orleans, how there's a brass tradition that dates back to the colonial times here in the U.S., there's a brass tradition that extends back to when the British came to India and they brought their brass instruments. And So the Barat specifically is a tradition in the North. When a bride and groom get married, there's a brass band to which the groom processes, and the two houses unite, and that sets off this massive celebration that goes on for days and days and days and years and eternity, of course. But so musically, we're taking that brass band idea and mixing it with the influences of all the guys in the band. We're coming from New York, so we're drawing from funk, from go-go, from the New Orleans ideas, and throwing it all together just in that New York melting pot kind of way.
And if I'm not mistaken, in some ways, the musical combinations that are coming together in this music, I'm thinking back to the roots of the wedding processional music, there's a lot of color involved.
Absolutely, yeah. And, well, red, you know, being the name that we use in Red Bharat, of course, it's the color of love. It's an auspicious color in India. And actually, just this past month, earlier in March, we celebrated Holi, which is the Hindu festival of colors. And this year would be our fourth year with our own festival called Red Bharat's Festival of Colors. And we presented it in Boston, in Philadelphia, in New York itself. And we're about to do a show in D.C. this next weekend. And so colors certainly very much a part of the concept of Red Bharat. We believe in all the colors of life. And I think it comes together in the music that we play.
And one of the forms of music, you know, Bhangra. Talk about your first exposure to it and how that kind of set the stage for the other flavors, so to speak.
Absolutely. So Bhangra music is this joyous dance music that happens in the North, and it features the dole. So Sunny Jane plays the dole drum. In Red Bharat, I play percussion. We have Chris Edelton on drum set, and then we've got a slew of brass and reed instruments. And so the dole is the drum. It's a barrel-shaped drum, two-sided, with a high side and a low side. It's very loud, and it's typically used outdoors. Historically, it was used at harvest time. And so that's the centerpiece in Bhangra music. And there's this amazing rhythm that's just totally infectious. And it's dance music. And so we bring this dance element together with everything else I just mentioned and just throw it together. It's very much a band of collective group and individual experiences. So, you know, it's not necessary to come to this band or come to this music with any exposure to Bhangra music per se. I mean, you know, I grew up in an Indian household, but my parents immigrated to Canada and sort of left India behind, if you like. There are many ways that people immigrate to North America, of course. And my parents' philosophy was to say, okay, we're in Canada now. You're going to grow up speaking English, French, Spanish, and I was left to figure out what my Indian heritage was on my own, which was actually a very cool thing, I think, because I went to temple a little bit and was exposed to some Indian music, but it was really through my dad's record collection, like Ravi Shankar records and things, that I started to poke around. Bhangra music wasn't something I'd ever heard of. It wasn't really till coming to New York and going to SOBs and going to some of the clubs and hearing DJ Rekha spinning some Bhangra music, having met Sonny and Sonny Singh, our trumpet player, and some of the guys in the band, really sort of poked my curiosity into this music more.
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. We're speaking today with Rohan Kamani from the group Red Bharat. Let's talk about Gadi of Truth. This is the most recent recording project. Let's just try to talk about the project in general. And then I also want to follow that up with a question about trying to capture the live energy, or if that's even what you try to do, because obviously this group is known. I can't even begin to start the litany of praises of, you know, party band of the year and all this, you know, all these kind of praises of the kind of energy that comes from the performances. So whenever I'm talking to musicians who are in a project that has that kind of a reputation, it's always interesting to hear what their philosophy is in terms of trying to record that. So maybe let's start, before we get to that though, let's start with this most recent project.
Yeah, so Gadi of Truth, we put out this new album on January 20th, and it's really an album about our experiences traveling around the world, playing this music for people in different environments, and this collective unity and this idea that we're all one traveling. So the word Gadi is actually Hindi for train, for car, for wagon, and the concept of Gadi of Truth is this idea of relative truth versus absolute truth. Like, what we know as being true might be different than what somebody else knows. And when we travel, we bring our experiences to that environment, and one can approach that by making a lot of assumptions, or as we've learned to do, to try to be super open and just try to spread what we love doing, and hopefully it becomes infectious and people start uniting in this joy of music that that we love. Now, your other question about trying to recreate this live energy on record, it's hard. You know, we've started to just realize the studio is a different thing entirely. We can try to capture the energy as much as possible, but you have to come to a show. It's kind of like, it's an experiential thing. And so, you know, we all grew up on different types of music. And I think in rock and roll and popular music, people have, at least from the 70s moving forward, use the studio as a canvas in a different way than they use a live show. You know, if you go see the Stones live, it's just a totally different thing, obviously. You know, and I think that's sort of what we're starting to embrace more wholeheartedly in Red Bharat, is that, you know, we have guest musicians on this last record. We have a guitarist playing with us, Delicate Steve, who's an amazing indie rock guitar player. We have Mandeep Sethi, who's playing, who's rapping with us. And so it's really an experience in the studio that is just separate. But at the same time, touches on what we do live, of course. I mean, the music is there, and we're trying to capture that energy, but realizing that it's just a different experience.
Rohan, I wanted to ask about the compositions themselves. Yeah. I know that you guys do your own original compositions. Talk about that process and how that works with the group.
Yeah, so we're drawing from the individuality of everybody, just as composers as much as players. And I've written songs for the last three albums. On this album, I wrote Horizon Line, and everybody contributes music within their own capacity. And so we're drawing from the idea that people have their own ideas and bringing them to the band. And then over the course of multiple sessions, rehearsals, playing this music live before going to the studio, it starts to breathe life into itself with everybody contributing to it. So while there might be an individual writer or conceiver of a given song, it's really the collective experience, almost like Duke Ellington Band, if you think about it. It's like the individuality of people is what makes this band awesome.
And is there an improvisational element going on? I mean, I assume that there would be, but talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so many of us, not all of us, are coming from jazz backgrounds, but, you know, improvisation isn't unique to jazz music. And so, of course, we're writing these tunes as vehicles for, you know, expression and whatnot, but people will take various solos on the albums and on the records, on the songs. And so certainly a lot of improvisation. Every show is different too. So we're not only improvising solos, we're certainly improvising spontaneously. I mean, there's a lot of call and response, a lot of dialogue, a lot of surprises that happen. Chris on drums might throw something out there one show and be like, man, that's amazing. And then, you know, I might hit something on the bongos or play something. And it was a constant bouncing around of ideas, not just between the drummers, between the horn players, between everybody. And that keeps it fresh for us. We've been touring a lot, you know, playing upwards of 120 shows a year at times. And when you're playing that much music together, you've got to keep it fresh. You really do. We'll be right back.
Rowan, speaking of doing a lot of shows, one of the things that came to my mind was just the logistics of moving around a group with as many members as you guys have. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's funny. We rolled out here in two minivans, and it's kind of become our mode of transportation of choice, because you can just, you know, you don't have to roll all together. If one van wants to stay and party late, then they can stay late, and the other van can go back and get some rest for the, and then reverse that the next day. But yeah, I mean, it really varies. I mean, we're sometimes on trains, we're sometimes on planes. I mean, we've been flying to major destinations and then renting vans or jumping in sprinters and stuff like that. So it's literally planes, trains, automobiles, and Gaudi, you know, as I was describing before, meaning train or wagon, is very much tied up into that. We're moving places and going from one place to another and seeing, man, coming here from Seattle, just incredible. I mean, to cross those mountains and then Lookout Pass and all that stuff, just gorgeous out here. I mean, here we are sitting, I mean, there are aspen trees all around us. It's incredible. You know, we're New Yorkers. We don't have trees like this.
Talk about just the travel experience from a personal standpoint. I mean, what's it like for you, or do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy getting to see different parts of the world? And do you get time to get out and see other parts of the world, these different places you go to play music?
I absolutely love traveling. And as a musician playing in Red Barat, I feel like what I've learned over the years is that we're musicians, but you become sociologists over time, because you start to realize all these nuances about people. I've met people in Poland that I wish I could introduce them to friends in New York. I'm like, wow, you guys would get along perfectly. Or like, this is your doppelganger. Like, I know somebody who you're exactly the same as this person. So yeah, I love traveling. I've been lucky to travel a lot over the years, in other bands too, prior to Red Barat. And as a kid, I used to travel a lot. So traveling is certainly an amazing thing. It's tiring, that's for sure. And you have to find your own personal space. And sometimes you need to finish the show and just relax, call it a day, go back to the hotel. Other times you're feeling incredibly social and you want to go out and meet the people, literally like take the party off the stage, into the bars, onto the streets, wherever it'll take us. I mean, we've paraded in cities all around the world too, taking this this music literally to the streets.
This is John Floridus. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and I'm talking today with Rohan Kamani from the group Red Barat. I wanted to use a quote from your website. I like this. The band's ideology, the new record, is a product of their pluralistic ideology through their unique lens of touring the world and experiencing different ideas and how they're received and perceived as they travel. Let's talk about pluralism. You kind of touched on this, talking about your own experiences with travel, but maybe more to the core of the philosophy of the group. Let's maybe touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, well, there are people of all backgrounds in this band, and I think it's very much a product of being a New York band, in that, you know, it's not necessarily that people are of multiple ethnic backgrounds. It's that people are coming to this from tons of different backgrounds in terms of experiences. And so on the surface, one might look at Red Barat and say, wow, this is a really cool band because there are people from all over. But it's even deeper than that, because we've got Sonny Singh, who's coming to this music from a ska background and you know, playing trumpet in ska bands over the years. And one might assume that with trumpet, you're coming to this music as a jazz improviser, or, you know, and then we've got guys who play more funk than jazz. We've got all sorts of stuff happening. And the cool thing for us drummers is that we all play drum set. In Red Barat, we have our distinct roles, but, you know, we come from an experience that may not necessarily be as obvious as one might think on the stage. And so the idea of pluralism, I think, runs many gamuts. It's the idea that, you know, you can be your own self, you can be individual in a bigger context and not necessarily judge other people, not to pass judgment or to say that my idea is better than yours, but just to live symbiotically in a world where people have multiple ideas, and dialogue is the most important thing that keeps things healthy.
I wanted to touch on another quote. This one comes directly from the group. It might have been Sunny Jane that said this. We feel comfortable not knowing where we are headed.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I don't think we would have known that we'd be here 6 years ago. We've been incredibly fortunate when we look at what we've done. I mean, we've played rock festivals all over the world. We've played the White House. We've played, you know, the Luxembourg Philharmonic. I mean, it's amazing. You know, we were just talking to some people yesterday about how we played this incredible velour theater, sort of like the Paris Opera House, and people were in their seats. I mean, if you think about the Muppets, the guys who were in the critics' booth were standing up there, and it was that kind of theater. So, I mean, we surprise ourselves, and it's one of those things where we have no idea what we're going to be doing. I mean, we have an idea that we'd like to be doing certain things, maybe, and playing for more people and taking this music all over the world. But, you know, so far we've been fortunate and we've been living that dream.
RedBarat.com is the name of the website. It's a great website. You can find out more about what's going on with the group. Gaudi of Truth is the name of the most recent recording project. Rowan, thank you so much for making time to speak with us here on Musician Spotlight. It's been a real treat, and I hope we get a chance to talk again down the road.
Thanks so much, John. It's been a pleasure.
This is John Floridas. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Red Barat. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. You can also find us online at our own website, musicianspotlight.org, as well as through Facebook. Our program is now available as a downloadable podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.